Good morning, and welcome to American Studies 101. I would like to begin this semester by discussing the region of the United States known as the Northeast. This region includes 12 states and a small area called the District of Columbia that is the home of the national government. The Northeast is a very important part of the United States, for although it covers only about 6% of the nation's geographical area, it contains approximately one-fourth of the country's population. New York, the most popular city in the United States, and several other large cities are located in this region. Why are these 12 states so important? In the first place, the Northeast was one of the first sections of the country to be settled by Europeans. Busy cities developed there when most of America was still a sparsely settled wilderness. Many crucial events in the nation's early history took place there. I'll be describing some of these events Wednesday in my second lecture. Today, the Northeast is a great manufacturing and trading region. Thousands of factories produce a wide variety of goods and provide other regions of the country with items they need. Many large manufacturing firms have their central headquarters here. Some of the country's largest banks, investment agencies, and publishing houses are found in the Northeast. Several of its cities are noted for their fine museums. Some of the country's best-known colleges and universities are also located in this region. Finally, the Northeast is the principal location for much of the country's international trade. In the heart of this region, New York City is the home of the United Nations. Questions 31 to 34 are based on the passage you've just heard. 31. When is the lecture probably given? 32. What is this lecture mainly about? 33. How is the Northeast described in this talk? 34. According to the speaker, why is the Northeast an important part of the United States today?